Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You had an opportunity to take part in the fight for air climb this past weekend. 45 floors, 888 stairs up Ross Tower. But why is this climb especially meaningful to you?
I lost my sister to cystic fibrosis, you know, back in 1992. Cystic fibrosis runs in our family. I also lost two cousins. My dad's side of the family as well to CF. You know, my sister was real close to me, and, you know, I used to bowl for a living professionally and bowled in a lot of amateur tournaments, and my sister used to go with me to, you know, all the tournaments and be my number one supporter. Obviously, the loss of her was, you know, devastating at the time, and, you know, she's always, you know, on my mind to this day all the time. You know, one of the last things she said to me when, you know, I was with her before she passed is, you know, if I ever got the opportunity to get a lung transplant, to go for it. So I did back in 2001, because unfortunately for her, she was at the point where she wasn't healthy enough to actually get a transplant herself. And it's kind of like a catch-22 situation where you have to be bad enough, you know, your lung function has to be bad enough to need a transplant. But you also then have to be still healthy enough to make it through the surgery. You know, it's a grueling, you know, my surgery was 12 hours.
And so you climb for her, and you also climb for yourself, being a double lung transplant survivor. Tell me about the training that you had to go through in order to make it up 45 flights of stairs.
You know, still, even since the transplant and even before the transplant, I've always been a person that's kept good care of my body, and I work out, you know, 3 to 4 days at the gym, you know, to stay in shape. And that's one of the things that's kept me going even after the transplant. You know, my transplant was back in 2001. And one of the things they tell you about, you know, after a transplant, you know, to keep your lungs functioning, you know, you have to stay active. You can't just lay around and, you know, do nothing about it, you know, because your lungs are like any other muscle. You know, they need to, you know, constantly be, you know, used. So I've, like I said, I've always been, you know, kind of like workaholic. And for the climb particularly, I, you know, it's a lot of your leg work. I trained at the gym on the Stairmaster and, you know, the elliptical machine. And as far as the breathing aspect, I had very little problems with, you know, as far as being out of breath or anything like that. I had no problems with those issues. My biggest issues are, you know, just the wear down of the legs.
Are you still feeling it today?
I'm a little bit sore. I was a lot sore on Sunday morning. But, you know, I'm not too bad now. You know, you get a lot of lactic acid buildup, you know, during the climb. You know, I did it in just over 17 minutes. It's very rewarding, too, once you get to the top. You just feel so accomplished. You know, it's just such an accomplishment to do it.
Absolutely. How many people were a part of your team this year?
So my wife's company is like a main sponsor of our team, and her and she recruited 17 other people within the company. So we had a total of 19 in our team this year. Last year we had 5. So she's done a really good job of recruiting people. And hopefully now with this experience, you know, we can even add a few more next year as well.
The amount of money raised, I know it's always significant. Do you know what your final total was for your particular team of 19?
Yeah, as of right now, we're just over 7,000. And, you know, even after the climb, you know, we do a lot of social media. I got a lot of fundraising from my friends back home. My wife and I are both from Chicagoland area. We're actually able to still get donations 30 days after the climb. We've got donations still pouring in. Like I said, right now we're just over 7,000 as a as a team, and we're like the number one team right now by almost $800. And last year we were the number one team even with only five people. That is our goal every year, to be the number one team as far as fundraising.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.